SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
Yes, you are.
So what are we going to do on this episode, baby?
Well, I think we should answer a couple of questions and then share a little naughty time.
Can we just go to the naughty time first?
Let's do a couple of questions.
So what is the first question, Allie?
A woman in California says, hey, in your second or third episode, Allie mentioned that John took sexual enhancement pills. Can I get some info for my husband and me? He's good until the third nut and he gets frustrated. Love the podcast and we listen together and always get horny and end up fucking. Yes, we mentioned that early on, but recently I haven't known if you've taken anything or not. Did you take something last night?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yep. You know, it's a personal risk that somebody's going to take. I don't really want to say, I don't want people to think, I think you should do this just because I've done it or whatever. But yeah, I've tried every ED drug probably there is, including a lot of over-the-counter stuff. And last night, I took an over-the-counter product.
You don't even say anything about it because you knew how I didn't like you taking them early on, but I can see, you know, I mean, I worried about you, you know.
Well, they don't seem to affect me. I don't get headaches. I don't get blurry vision or any of those side effects when I do it. And it makes me able to get hard for the second or third time faster.
Do you think it's in your head? I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but
I mean, you can. I thought that you weren't taking them as much.
Well, I don't take them every time we go out. Sometimes, you know, we go out spontaneously, and it's as we go. And sometimes, you know, we go to Desire. You know, I'll buy a week's supply, and oftentimes, you know, come home and still have some of them left over. And when we go out, I'll take them, or I'll take a half.
So you'll take something like Viagra when we go to Desire. I've taken
Viagra. I've taken, I forget the name of them. I've taken Cialis and the one that starts with an L. I forget its name. I can tell you the one I take over the, I've taken it, you know, when I don't have Viagra, people are going to ask to answer this person's question. It's, one that you can buy in a,
Over the counter
in a porn shop, over the counter in an adult bookstore.
Okay.
It's called X-Zen. I'm taking that one. And I'm taking a bunch of other ones.
So do you...
I'm terrible.
Do you take like half or a whole?
Sometimes.
See, you do this quietly without me knowing. When you take Viagra, like a whole one, you're like fucking me like nonstop. Like... It's like, ooh, I need a little bit of a rest here.
No, you know, not only does it make you able to get it up faster, it does enhance your orgasm.
Does it? Well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's stronger, for sure.
So, I mean, you have no problem getting it up without them. It's just you take them for the third time in an evening, right?
Yeah, that second or third time.
Yeah.
Usually the fourth time is when we're at home. If there is a fourth time, it's usually when we're back fucking.
Yeah.
After
you never seem
night
to
of,
have any problems getting it up after when we get home, because
right.
We talk about it and
get all horny,
and we forget to record because he wants to fuck me again.
Right.
So, do you have a hangover? A headache or anything in the
morning? No, not ordinarily. Sometimes, you know, Viagra, it comes in 50 milligrams and it comes in 100. Now, if I take 100, yeah. And I don't do that anymore because that, like, gave me an intense, like, head. I don't really call it a headache, but it's just like a throbbing in my head, the one on top of my shoulders.
I was like,
The one down below, I can enjoy. I can enjoy that one.
You don't mind if that one's throbbing?
No, that's okay. But the other one, so I said, you know what? I'm just going to back off. That's too much, probably, because I'm not 75.
Well, get a prescription. We recommend you get a prescription, right?
Do as we say, not as we do.
So anyway, yes, he mentioned the sexual enhancement pills in the second or third episode, and at that time it was Viagra, and he's since then tried everything.
Well, you know, sometimes we're at desire, or somebody, maybe they have someone, one of the guys, you know, I got some extra, you know, I bummed one from one of our friends at Naughty and Nolans.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I bummed a Viagra.
Where was I?
Oh, you were in your hotel room, I think, getting ready or something, and I said, do you have an extra one I can borrow? I was out. We'd already fucked, I think, that day, and I wanted to make sure I could get it up for the night, and so I think we'd already fucked a couple of times, so we were going to go out that night, and I wanted to make sure I could perform. Whatever. But you're right, it's probably in my head, because if somebody had not given me the Viagra, and if I was totally out, it's not like I was going to not try my damnedest, you know, to fuck. I mean, I'm sure I probably could have done just fine, but I think it is in my head, partly.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I'm going to take this. I'm going to enhance my libido.
That was my initial reaction to those drugs, that you didn't need them, that a lot of that was in your head. But
so we have another question from another woman who wants to know, Allie, how you make a transition from your mother role to sexy time, to sex diva role. I guess that's a harder thing for a girl than a guy. For us, it's just like, let's go out, let's have a good time.
Yeah. I've talked with women in the lifestyle a lot. It's frequently a topic of conversation. I think it is difficult for women to turn off their everyday, all the things in their head that's going on, and get into sexy time. I mean, even non-swinging, it's hard to do that sometimes. You know, you got to get...
You mean just having sex? Let's go from...
Right.
Mother role to...
Right. You just... Yeah, you need to have things set up sexy, and it is difficult for women. And especially, like, Friday nights, when you're running around all day, and you don't have that time. I think that's why Saturday night parties are popular.
are the best.
Yeah. And early on in the lifestyle, it was difficult for me to make that transition. But what helped was when we would get away out of the house and go to a hotel. And I would have that uninterrupted bath time, getting ready, shaving. Because at home, the kids would walk into the bathroom, and it just wasn't right. It just wasn't right. So we would travel, and we'd stay in a hotel, and we'd take time getting ready. And that was the way we transitioned early on. And also, that scent, I had a lotion scent. I know I've shared about this in earlier podcasts. But early on, I had this scent that I would only wear when we were going to get naughty, or we were swinging, and I would put that on, and that would help me. It would definitely help you. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You were like Pavlov's dog when you would smell that.
Oh, absolutely. You were like, I knew it was on.
You would get instant hard on. I mean, you get to hardly keep your hands off of me when you'd smell that scent. It took me a while, but it would also put me in the sexy mood. As long as I have an uninterrupted shower where I can shave and have that time alone in the bath, thinking about it, I can get myself into the sexy mood. I mean, I will dry off, and then I will be naked, and I will be so wet down there.
Right.
Because I'm just thinking while I'm shaving, why am I shaving?
Right.
What's going to happen tonight? And I find myself getting turned on by that, and I noticed it the last time we went out. I was like, damn, I'm wet. I just showered. But it's always a challenge. John helps out. He keeps the kids occupied while I'm in my shower. And he knows that I can get out of the house much quicker.
Well, now hearing you say it out loud, I think I'm just going to simply put a lock on the bathroom door. That would be really easy.
I might just stay in there. We might right. just not go out, no. But, yeah, there's little tricks, and with teamwork, we work it out. And it's crazy because now that our kids are older and sharing clothes with my daughter, I have to keep everything outside in our office, all my naughty clothes. So I'll have to get dressed inside the house and say goodnight and bye, we're going out dancing, and run outside. Change into my naughty clothes.
Right.
And we're off. But the ultimate way to make that transition into your sexy diva time, the best way that I found, is going to places like Desire, where you can completely turn off all the everyday stressors,
distractions.
Work, distractions, just everything, and then completely, you're 24/7 sexy diva time there. It's awesome. And that's what I love. That's one of the big things I love about Desire and our time there, is being able to just be sexy 24/7 and not have to hide anything. Just be who you are, want to be. And I am so excited about our Desire trip.
Yes, and we hope you listening will be able to join us for our 6th annual trip to Desire.
It's March 23rd through the 30th, 2013. And come to our website for information.
And join us.
And join us, please. Please
do. It's going to be a blast. Can you believe we've done 6? This will be 6 trips we've done there. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's great. I'm just thinking of where is the spot where I transition into the sexy diva? Because I'm always like, we're rushing to get on the plane and we've got our bags and to get everything done. And then even when we're on the plane, I'm not...
It's the hotel lobby.
I'm not transitioned yet. And even getting in the van that takes us to the resort, I'm not. I think even up to the time where I go through the booth where they check you in, right before you go over the crocodile moat or whatever right. it is, and they check you in, I still don't have it, that feeling. I worry that, oh shit, I hope they have our names, you know, down on the guest list. I'm like, they have our names.
I think it's when you first see some of our friends that are there.
Right, when you walk into the lobby and you smell the scent that they have infused.
And the staff, but our friends mostly.
And then you see our friends there in the lobby. Yeah, and our old friends and new friends. And
because our group is the best of all people.
It's just instant transition. It's like, wow, yes.
So, we hope you guys can come join us.
Oh, yes.
Details are at swingercast.com. And so, Allie, you promised me we'd have a sexy time on this podcast, so can we play that now?
Yeah, we recorded this after a naked swinger pool party one Sunday afternoon.
Enjoy.
Test, test. Holding the microphone up to my pussy. Test. This is my old-fashioned vibrator. Pocket vibe here. I looked for these things. No one makes them anymore. I don't know why.
So Ellie's masturbating while she's recording. What are you doing, man?
I'm just putting this vibrator on my clit. We just got back from, I don't know, it's about 6:30.
Yeah.
On a Sunday. And we got back from kind of a pool party. There wasn't very many people there, but I wanted today to go. I just wanted, and I brought this little vibrator. I packed it in our little bag. And I don't often do that at all. I kind of felt like I wanted to, like, just masturbate with my vibrator outside. Just sitting there on a lawn chair or something. At the pool
so
party.
You didn't get to do it, so you're doing it
and
now.
I wanted, yeah, I wanted, like, other people around to, like, well, this club allows single guys, and often they are rubbing their cocks. So I just wanted to just
rub your pussy in front of everybody.
Yeah. But I didn't get a chance to do that. So
you should
now
have.
I'm doing it right now. I've got my vibrator on my pussy.
Would you like me to get the neighbors to let you?
No. No, I just thought it would be hot to do that, but we didn't. But we had a hot time.
We did.
I just forgot about that. And when we got home, I thought, oh, I packed that little vibrator. Get it out. And then I just put it on my pussy just now. My pussy. That has,
I was wondering where you were going with this episode.
So, yeah, we went out last night. Well, I guess we'll start with last night, huh?
Sure.
Because we're also,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to take recording you with, I'm going to jump
Are
your
you
bones here in a second.
Sorry.
Watching you rub your pussy.
Stroke your cock while we're talking. I don't even know what the name of this vibrator is, but it's just a very simple.
You love that one.
I love it. Waterproof. I guess we should podcast.
Huh? I guess we should.
We're recording this. Maybe I'll stop. And we can fuck again.
Okay, I'm for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm for that.
You fucked me so hard.
Oh, man.
Last night and this afternoon. Shit. Okay, this afternoon.
Do it again right now if you're ready. We can stop recording.
I am ready. Should we talk about what we did this afternoon? Or should we talk about what we're going to do tonight? Or what we did last night? Or I still.
Well, maybe what we did this afternoon, since it's fresh in our minds.
Yeah. Okay, I should turn off this fucking vibrator so I can concentrate and get my words right. Oop. Ah, it's turning up higher. Stop it. Okay. Whew.
Woo.
Woo. Okay. And woo. We had been out last night, and I was a little sore. A little sexy sore. But I was horny. And like I said, I wanted to masturbate, just lay by the pool and masturbate. But I ended up not doing that. We ended up, there was hardly any people there. There wasn't that many people there today. Like I said, I had in my mind, I was just wanted to masturbate with my little vibrator out on the patio chair by the pool and hope that other people would masturbate around me. And I had that little thing in my head, fantasy kind of.
Well, why didn't you act on it then?
Well, there was just, it wasn't enough people, really.
Well, how many do you need?
I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, if there was a little more people there, maybe I would have done it.
I wish you would have let me know. I would have, like, taken out the vibrator and started getting you worked up.
Yeah, I just wanted to masturbate, but I had a great time. So you took me upstairs. You were like super hard when I was dancing with you. I love rubbing rubbing on you when I'm lap dancing.
Yeah.
My pussy on your cock. And I love the dancing. It just makes the sex so much better. It really does. And you're hard and you wanted to go up and play with me. And so we went up. You went down on me. You put the towel down and I laid down. It was just us up there by ourselves at first. And then that guy walked in. And then he asked nicely, can I watch? And so he came over to the side. He was touching himself and for a little while, and you were going down on me. It was so good. And then he kind of touched my tit. And I kind of like, with my body language, let him know that it was okay. And he touched, and then next thing he had his mouth on my tits. I touched, oh my God, the biggest cock ever that I've ever seen. And
I was kind of afraid for you.
Without being... Shit, were you afraid for me?
Yeah.
What in the world?
You've seen, touched, fucked, sucked, plenty of cocks. Plenty.
Plenty?
I would venture to say you're right up there in the woman
well,
who's seen
let's
their,
just
her,
say
her
I've,
fair share
I've
of cocks.
I've seen my fair share of cocks.
Certainly.
And I've touched my fair share of cocks. I'll even go that far. And,
That wasn't a cock, it was an arm. This was the Guinness World Record cock of all time. It was huge. It wasn't just a...
Yeah.
You take the biggest cock in the world. No, take the biggest cock in the world that you've ever seen, and then there's two of them on one guy. That is how big it was. I mean, it was fucking huge.
Wow. Wow. And see, I didn't know it until we were in the room and you were going down on me, and he politely asked if he could watch, and he sat on the side, and he was, even when he was kind of rubbing his cock watching you go down on me, I still didn't see it. And then a little while later he did touch my tits, and I indicated that was okay, and he was like touching and kissing my tits, and then a little while later I kind of reached my arm down to touch his dick, and it was so fucking huge I could not wrap my hand around it at all, like not even halfway around it. It was not only large in girth like that, it was large in length, the largest I've seen ever in length as well. It was wow. And
then
I'm thinking, you know, I mean, you're going down on me, and I know you like to see me with guys with big cocks, but
that was a little extreme.
And I knew that you knew that I wasn't in the mood to like be fucking lots of people or anything like that.
No, I knew that you and I were just going to have sex, but I thought you would give this guy a blowjob while I was fucking you.
Right. I could not even get my mouth around the tip, barely. No, it was.
I almost felt bad for the guy. I almost felt bad for him.
But I was like thinking to myself, do you actually think I'm going to fuck this guy?
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm thinking that in my head. I said, surely John doesn't think... I mean, and I'm thinking, the only condoms that I can use... I mean, they're large, but, I mean, he probably has to have specially made condoms. I don't think there's a condom made for that size. Triple extra large, at least. I mean, I don't know what sizes condoms exactly come in, but I did suck it. I did suck it.
Well, good girl.
I could barely get my mouth around the tip, but I used a lot of tongue action underneath the tip.
Well, I thought you made him come.
And yes, I think I did, but I'm not sure because I
was definitely fucking the shit out of you.
I didn't feel any in my mouth. Yeah.
I mean, he got up at one point, and after while I was fucking you, I noticed that he got up, and we kind of moved away.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I thought, she made him come. Way to go, Allie. I thought you must have made him come, but then you said later, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the throes of orgasm. You're fucking me from behind in doggy style, and I'm occasionally sucking a dick.
And a tree trunk.
And a tree trunk. While you're fucking me. But it's not like I'm, like, spending, like, an incredible amount of time on one. And it was the largest one I've ever seen. I mean, I thought Rob was the largest, but I'm thinking he was, like, twice. He was probably about the same length as Rob, but twice the girth. Really? Seriously? At least.
It was like five of my cocks.
Five? I don't think it was five.
I do. They're like literally
at least
five
two,
times bigger
maybe
than
three.
Me. No, literally that
not
guy's probably
five.
No.
He's not five times bigger. Well, I don't know. Well,
yeah.
Anyway. And this other guy came up and started to touch me, I guess. And you just, like, stuck your head up and said...
Oh, I said, dude, you know, just back off a little bit, you know?
You said no. You said, just watch. You said, dude, back off. Just watch.
Yeah, well,
you were very forceful.
Well, we hadn't talked to him. Didn't know him. He didn't ask permission first. I didn't know if you were cool with it or not.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, just, God, common courtesy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just, all you gotta do is say, do you mind if I touch? Is it okay if I touch? You're gonna probably say yes. I mean, you know, or at least ask me, but just like to assume.
Since the other guy was touching me now, that it
now
was okay for everybody to come and touch
right.
me.
Right, and then so what I didn't want to do is open the floodgate, and, you know. And,
right, let one in, and then
here comes,
like,
30 more.
Yeah, yeah, I see just, what you're doing, but, I mean, I had seen him earlier.
Well, yeah.
He was probably the cutest one there.
And then you kind of pinched me a few minutes later, and I came up to kiss you, and you said, why are you being so mean?
yeah.
And so,
I mean, he was cute.
So I said to the guy, you can touch her. And he started rubbing your breasts, and now you had three guys on you. Me going down on you, two guys rubbing your breasts.
They were both sucking my tits.
You were grabbing their dicks, and then you looked over and grabbed the big guy's dick. That's when you saw how fucking huge it was.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, it was just some light touching. I mean, you were giving me some incredible orgasms orally
right.
down there. And there's only so much I can do when I'm in the throes, actual throes of it. So I'm, like, grabbing around. And I'm touching in between the orgasms, you know. But I think, and then you
flipped you over doggy and fucked
flipped
from behind.
Me over doggy and fucked me from behind. And that kind of put their dicks right there. So I sucked a little on the smaller guy first.
And he wasn't small.
No.
By any means.
He wasn't. So I moved to the guy with the big dick, and I did give him head. The tip, I could barely get my mouth around the tip. But I did do a lot of tongue action underneath the tip of his penis.
We fucked for a long time up there, doggy style. And you started telling me harder, harder, harder. I love it when you talk. God damn, that was hot.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking you were fucking me good. Yeah, and I said that. I just said it once or maybe twice. Harder. I was really feeling it.
You were so wet.
Crescendoing, or is that what?
Yeah. So that's great afternoon sex.
Afternoon sex. On a Sunday afternoon.
So now I'm going to go get you some Italian sausage.
You're going to make me some Italian sausage.
I am. I'm going to get you some Italian sausage. Hot sausage.
Yeah. We're going to have some Italian hot sausage tonight. I had some Italian hot sausage last night.
I'm going to go. You just keep talking about anything you want to talk about.
I had some Italian hot sausage last night. So John's gone in to cook me. To cook some sausage. And I guess he wants me to talk about last night. And I don't really want to right now. Oh. This is what I feel like doing. Masturbating. With my... Oh. Oh.